So the article is the main thing we need from the writings of Rabash. It's on our website, on the archive. The main thing we need, and for which we have no fuel for the work, is that we are lacking importance of the goal. That is, we do not know how to appreciate our service so as to know to whom we are bestowing. Also, we are lacking the awareness of the greatness of the Creator, to know how happy we are that we have the privilege of serving the King. Since we have nothing with which to be able to understand His greatness. In the words of the Zohar, this is called the Shekhinah, the divinity in the dust, meaning that bestow upon Him is as important to us as dust. Naturally, we have no fuel to work, since without pleasure there is no energy to work. Where self-love shines, the body derives vitality from this. But in the work of bestowal, the body does not feel any pleasure in this and must naturally collapse under its weight. Conversely, when one feels that he is serving an important king, to the extent of the importance of the king, so is his delight and pleasure from serving him. Hence, at that time he has fuel that can give him the power to go forward each time. Since he feels that he is serving an important king. Then, when he knows and feels to whom he bestows, to the extent that he had the strength to work with the intention of self-love, now he has the strength to work in order to bestow. Since one who bestows upon an important person is regarded as receiving from him. And since the body has the strength to work for reception in order to receive reward, likewise in bestowing upon an important king, he derives pleasure in this. By this, we will understand what is written in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot concerning the matter that if she gives, and he is an important person, she is sanctified because the pleasure of receiving from him. We are seeing something new. Bestowing upon an important person is tantamount to receiving, although there he references the essay about matrimony in the context of reception in order to bestow, which at time reception means bestow. For this we can understand the other side of the coin, that bestow is called reception. And because of this, he already has fuel, for if he bestows upon an important person, it is to him as though he is receiving. Therefore, he already has the power to work. It follows that all we need is to believe in greatness of the Creator. And then we will have the energy to work and bestow.
It is a very short and to the point article. We have to ask ourselves, do we really understand what is written? Are we in this or not? Because I was several years in a state where I didn't feel that I needed it. That the importance of the group? No. I was told to connect to several people, so I did. I was told to sit with him once a week, so I did. And it wasn't much of a group, really, because I came to people who, I was 30 and they were 70. They studied back with Baal HaSulam even. So next to them I felt like a baby. But afterwards, when I brought more students to Rabash, then groups grew out of it, etc. But I didn't feel the necessity for it. And I also saw on other people afterwards that it takes a long time sometimes to people before they begin to feel the importance of the environment, of the group, because it's something that the will to receive subconsciously interferes with a person hearing about such a thing. It just doesn't let him. I remember myself very well that I didn't feel that this was important. I didn't feel that there is a connection between spiritual attainment, attainment of the Creator, spiritual feeling, which that it can be only in a group. I thought that you study, you yearn, and it should be revealed. That's it. But that first you have to achieve connection with people like you, and in the connection you have to prepare the vessel for the revelation of the Creator. No, this I didn't understand and didn't feel for a long time. That's why I understand you. And it is typical of the souls who are revealed today. Today, meaning in the 20th and 21st centuries, these are souls that are ready for the end of correction. As Baal HaSulam writes, that we are in the last generation. So it's a problem. That attaining the Creator is possible only in the environment, in the vessel you build, to the extent that you annul yourself before this vessel, before the friends. And we have to exert and convince ourselves more and more. And it's a matter of days and months and years before a person is truly, but truly willing to connect to the friends in his heart and soul and prepare the connection so that the connection between them will be adaptable, suitable for the revelation of the Creator. Okay, I think that what I went through, I think some people are going through these things today as well. We will try to nevertheless understand that this is what's ahead of us and we have to overcome it. This is really the sign of the last generation, that the main problem is to bring ourselves to connection. This is our practical work, and according to the power of the connection and the intensity of the connection, we will be rewarded with the revelation of the connection of the Creator in the connection according to the vessel we prepared for it. If the vessel can be revealed at the level of nefesh in connection, then the Creator will be revealed at the level of nefesh as filling the vessel. If we increase the connection between us to the level of ruach in the connection, we overcome a coarseness, root coarseness, and then number one and number two coarseness. Yes, 0, 1, 2, these are degrees of coarseness between us. So if we can overcome them by this, according to the equivalence of form, we reveal the Creator. Now we're going to read it again and then ask. Go ahead.
Rabash article, the main thing we need. The main thing we need, and for which we have no fuel for the work, is that we are lacking importance of the goal. That is, if we do not know how to appreciate our service so as to know to whom we are bestowing, also we are lacking the awareness of the greatness of the Creator, to know how happy we are that we have the privilege of serving the King, since we have nothing with which we are able to understand His greatness. In the words of the Zohar, this is called Shekhinah in the dust, meaning that bestow upon Him is as important to us as dust. Naturally, we have no fuel to work, since without pleasure, there is no energy to work. Where self-love shines, the body derives vitality from this. But in the work of bestowal, the body does not feel any pleasure in this and must naturally collapse under its weight. Conversely, when one feels that he is serving an important king, to the extent of the importance of the king, so is his delight and pleasure from serving him. Hence, at that time, he has fuel that he can give him the power to go forward each time, since he feels that he is serving an important king. Then, when he knows and feels to whom he bestows, to the extent that he had the strength to work with the intention of self-love, now he has the strength to work in order to bestow. Since one who bestows upon an important person is regarded as receiving from him, and since the body has the strength to work for reception, in order to receive reward, likewise, in bestowing upon an important king, he derives pleasure in this. By this, we will understand what is written in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot concerning the matter that if she gives, as he is an important person, she is sanctified because of the pleasure of receiving from him. We are seeing something new. Bestowing upon an important person is tantamount to receiving. Although there he references the essay about matrimony in the context of reception in order to bestow, which at time reception means bestow. From this we can understand the other side of the coin, that bestowal is called reception. And because of this, he already has fuel. For if he bestows upon an important person, it is to him as though he is receiving. Therefore, he already has the power to work. It follows that all we need is to believe in the greatness of the Creator, and then we will have the energy to work and bestow.
Let's see what you're asking. Let's begin with yellow question marks, Florida.
Thank you, Rob. How does one enhance the importance of the goal to the ten?
Through words and examples and prayer.
If I want
to convey the importance to the group, to the environment. It could be a big environment, like all of Nebuch. It can be a small group, just a 10. So I can do it through examples, my own example, to convey the importance. I can make them try to learn about the importance and how to obtain it and how to implement it. And mainly, besides this, to pray.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Shalom Rav.
Hello Rav. What's the sign that I attain the friend being greater than me?
Again?
What is the sign that I have attained that the friend is greater than me?
When you're willing to do something for him. When you begin to see that you want to do something for him, this is a sign that he has become greater than you in your senses.
Moscow 1.
Да, спасибо. Работа по расширению размера.
The work.
Это и есть то, что в итоге
expanding the greatness of the environment in my feeling. Is there a separate prayer for that?
There can be a prayer in everything. It doesn't matter in what way, what words, what style, what language. As long as you are constantly deficient toward the Creator, when you ask of Him to give you the powers to connect, to rise above your ego, and connect to the group, and connect to Him. In short, connect your dispositions into a prayer and direct them toward Him. This is very important. And in this, we're actually quite negligent. Our ego puts us to sleep, stops us, doesn't really let us be in constant demand from the Ten, from the Creator. Just like a little child who constantly demands, constantly wants, and doesn't leave you one moment without latching on to you, demanding something of you. That's how we have to be with respect to the Creator. He loves it. He's got no problem with it, with taking care of us.
But if there's already a feeling, there's already a feeling that you get an answer, that you're praying for the Creator to connect your 10. So do you have to expand this feeling, meaning to pray for this feeling to broaden in me?
Of course. Have you reached the end already? Keep going. Kiev 1.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, а что это за состояние? Вот в десятке, может быть, когда мы получаем...
Yes, dear love, what's the state in the ten that we receive or that we give to the Creator, like to an important person, and that's called that we're receiving from Him?
If the Creator is important to me, I will want to give Him. This is the power of... It's a law of nature. That same will to receive, if I find someone who's more important than I am in my eyes, I want to give to him because I enjoy giving him. Just as it's important for you to give something to your little child, you enjoy giving. Why? Because he is yours, he's connected to you, he's important to you, so you want to give to him. It's the law of nature that you want to give to the one you love. You want to give to the one you appreciate. That's it.
The example is clear, but he said it in the context of the Creator who is concealed from us.
Right. He is concealed because, first of all, we have to ask for His greatness. This is called faith. The power of the greatness of the Creator that's revealed toward us is called the power of faith. And to the extent that I have faith in the Creator, I can bestow upon Him.
Правильно попросить силу величия Творца для десятки.
Ген.
I'll ask for the greatness of the Creator in the ten.
Yeah, this is what's important to pray. Those who pray for the ten are rewarded first. Merkaz one.
Question from a friend in the ten. What does it mean to believe in the greatness of the Creator?
Believing in the greatness of the Creator means to try to feel the greatness of the Creator that fills everything.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. How today, during the day, can we bring ourselves to such an importance that we'll want to come to the Unity Evening and serve the whole world Kli?
I think during the day about the meeting we will have, and that together with us will be friends from all over the world Kli, and that all of us will unite together and feel ourselves that we are in one place, all the hearts all over the world. We want the whole world to unite this way into the vessel of Adam HaRishon, one complete round vessel, and the Creator will fill us and will rejoice in us.
Can we as a ten pray for the whole world clear, for a different ten?
Of course. Because it's all yours. It's just for now that you don't feel that it's yours. But in truth, all created beings are your vessel. You don't reach the end of correction before you connect all of them in your heart.
So how do we do it practically? Pray for the world Kli too.
We begin with such connections, such limited, partial connections, until we come to the complete connection. Let's hope we'll succeed soon.
In our prayer, we usually put a prayer together after the lesson. Can we also pray for the success of the world Kli? And
of course. Also, in the prayer you take from the prayer books, you will see that it says about the righteous, about these, about this, and about us only in the end. But you pray for everyone, including all the wicked, everyone. So everyone will come into correction.
And the order is such that first we're praying for them and then on us?
Yes, of course. Of course. How can I pray for myself first? It's egoistic. All our prayers are such that we pray for the great ones, and then for the medium ones, and then for the wicked, and then for us. We are only the ones who are pushing the world toward the Creator. So the Creator will tend to the whole world, because this is our vessel. What's not to understand here? This is our vessel. These are parts of my soul.
Usually we pray for us to connect first.
Yes, in the meantime, this is how we pray, but the real order of correction is to pray for the whole world. And I want everyone to achieve correction and reveal the Creator, and I'm the last. This is the law of bestowal. It's what it dictates to me. But we'll get to it. For now, you see that even this is not very clear. PT 17.
Rav, if I want to bestow to a greater one because of my egoistic nature, my corporeal nature.
I don't know what you're saying. To bestow and big because of the corporeal nature, where I am now, I have to nevertheless try to connect everyone as much as I can. And this includes dissemination, studying, anything that I can give. And I connect to, say, the center of Nebuch. Maybe I join some dissemination activities there, whatever I can do in order to participate in the general correction.
Can we reach greatness of the Creator before I reach greatness of the friends?
No. I can't reveal the greatness of the Creator if I don't first come to reveal the greatness of the friends. To the extent of the greatness of the friends, the greatness of the Creator is revealed within them. Okay?
Moscow 7.
All right. Moscow 7.
Rafa, что это за ощущение величия Творца?
What is that feeling of the greatness of the Creator? How is it revealed?
I can't explain to you how it feels. I can only say that it's one force that's revealed, which contains all of reality, fills all of reality, and can also correct all of reality. Okay?
Zavon 2.
Rav, what is needed in order to turn self-love into truly loving the environment?
This comes gradually through the reforming light. This is already emerging from oneself toward the environment. It doesn't come by itself. A person has to work on it. And gradually, through all kinds of activities, he awakens the upper light, which brings him the sensation of connection, a certain sensation of connection, to his tent, to his group, dependence upon them. That's how it comes. All right, let's quickly move on to finish these questions, which everyone understands. Why don't we go over to the internet women?
Women from the U.S. are asking if you can explain what the difference is between greatness and importance. Is there a difference between that?
Greatness, importance, I'm not sure about the semantics, but there is a difference. Greatness is some sort of value that I, how should I put it? Greatness is a value that you can weigh. Importance is more emotional, I would put it this way. Greatness is in the intellect, and importance is in the feeling, in the heart. Come on.
Toronto is asking how to feel the greatness of the Creator
within the greatness of the friends. We need a kli, a vessel. The light is everywhere. It fills all of reality. If we have a vessel, we will feel. We will discover it. The vessel for the revelation of the Creator is the ten. To the extent that my ten is important, accordingly, I'll be ready to feel the importance of the Creator. Question. Mark 21. How to appreciate and protect the group and the goal if the greatness of the Creator is revealed just for a second and the rest of the time it's concealed?
It all depends on the receivers. If the receivers can be connected between them and work on the greatness of the Creator, to the extent that they are working on it, so the Creator will be revealed in them.
Mark 25. Should we scrutinize constantly if we're still working with intention for ourselves without greatness of the Creator? Or Have we turned it a little bit to the intention to bestow? Or maybe it's best to just shut my eyes and do what we can to increase the importance of the Creator.
It's important to raise the greatness of the Creator in our eyes. Next.
Germany. Can we put an equal mark between the greatness of the Creator and the greatness of the Ten? Or are we still serving the Ten for the sake of the Creator?
That's not important. The main thing for us is that we have greatness of the friends. Once greatness of the friends will be in somewhat equal to the Creator, so we'll feel the Creator and the friends.
Can you hear me?
No. Well, say
it. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Question from Turkey. I didn't translate it, but there is room for it. If I grasp everything within my ego and I receive everything within me, how can any perfect act toward the Ten come out of it?
We need to try, like children, to do what we're supposed to. And on the rest it says, the Creator will finish the work for me. That all the actions that we start, the Creator organizes them, takes care of them, and finishes them. And then is revealed in them. The main thing for us is to begin.
One before last question, PT39. Does annulment before the society happen only through the breaking of the heart? That there is constantly prayer and breaking, or is it constant effort?
I didn't really understand the question. We constantly need to try and locate where else we can add connection between us. And then, from this annulment, we connect. I can't connect only through annulment.
There's a question from Haifa 11. Is there a difference between participating physically in Petah Tikva, or is it okay to connect to the internet? A question from Haifa.
I can't say it. That depends on a person's importance for connection. And there's such that because of the corona don't want to come. There are some that can't come because of the distance, because of money. I don't know. So I can't say. I cannot obligate a person or awaken him. Each and every person that studies with us needs on his own to make a calculation what is good for him. To be in at home and watch us or not even be in this evening at all. Even virtually, or to be with us virtually, or to be with us physically. If the person isn't overseas, so he has a question whether to come or not. If he's overseas, there is no question. Just to be in a virtual connection or not at all. That's all a person's choice. And now I think we'll take a break. And then we will go to the Freedom article. Please.
Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos juntos. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar con tiempo. Somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos. Vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar contento. Que somos todos uno. Let's go all together. Let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long, 'cause we are all one. Let's go all together. Let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long, 'cause we are all one. Vámonos todos juntos. Vámonos todos
don't I know? 'Cause we are all one, 'cause we are all one. Un mundo entero, una familia. Vamos bailar, vamos bailar. Un mundo entero, una familia. Vamos bailar, vamos bailar. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long, 'cause we are all one, 'cause we are all one, 'cause we are all one, 'cause we are all one. There's no walls between us, no separation in our hearts. There's no walls between us, no separation in our hearts. No hay nada que nos separe en nuestros corazones. Tu ego no nos separa. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno.